Hi there, and thanks for joining us. I think most people are like me right now. We're getting into Christmas early so we can put this disaster of a year behind us. So on this podcast, we've teamed up with Cork County Council, who are encouraging us all to celebrate our real Cork Christmas. And we're going to hear from three businesses in the county who are trading online. Little later, we're going to hear from Trigon Hotels because they've launched a new gift card as well. So all aboard the sleigh for an early Christmas special. I'm Jonathan Healy and this is Red Business.
Red Business, Cork's exclusive business podcast.
First up, I've been speaking with Danielle Murray of Castle Martyr Resort. There are videos of these next three interviews, by the way, available to view on redextra.ie. Danielle, it's been a rough year for everybody, particularly hard for those in hospitality.
Yeah.
Like, 2020 wasn't the year you thought it was going to be.
No, certainly not what we'd expected or what we'd anticipated, you know, when we started out back in January. But you know what, I suppose the support that we've had from both locals and people from Cork has just been amazing. So when we were able to open, it's just been wonderful. But yeah, definitely had challenges. And I suppose the stopping and starting, I suppose, has been the most difficult part. But we're really hoping next week that we'll be open and looking forward to a good Christmas.
We are looking to a real Cork Christmas. That's what we're gearing towards here. And Cork County Council has this great campaign encouraging us all to bring out the best in what we can do. Yeah. I'm presuming the hotel is looking fabulous right now. It's just, you can't get people in to see all that lovely decoration.
Yeah, you're right. We're just actually in the throes of putting up all the decorations at the moment. So the team are there busy at the moment, putting up the Christmas trees and ready to welcome everyone. And then online has been extremely busy. We have our Black Friday sale starting from this Friday, and that runs all weekend. And just all our voucher sales. We're opening a Christmas boutique as well next week, hopefully. So that'll be all the chef's Christmas puddings, our spa products, golf products, and a lovely range then of gift vouchers as well for people to buy.
You say that the website's really busy, and that's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
That people, just because they can't get to you,
that's
and
it.
Cork people provide a lot of business
yeah.
to Castle Martyr, the idea that they can still log in and buy. They're probably doing more now than they would have done previously, are they?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the sales are way up, I suppose. People can't pop in. They can collect them, but it's just not the same. So yeah, the traffic online has been phenomenal. And I think it's the reassurance for people as well that they could use the vouchers over 5 years. They're not limited. So if things are going to be a little bit uncertain next year, they don't have to worry about it. They can come and use it in the spa in 2 years or come and stay in a couple of years' time. So yeah, the support has been fantastic. And as you said, mainly from Cork people, because the uncertainty if they can travel outside their county, they have that reassurance that at some stage they'll be able to pop down to us.
And just the last question, really, you're looking to next year. We don't know with any certainty what it's going
yeah.
to look like. But I mean, is there a little bit of optimism out there in Castle Martyr that it can't be as bad as 2020
no.
and that we might have a good year in 2021?
Yeah, definitely. And that's what we're prepared for. That's what we're ramped up towards. You know, I think January, February might be a little bit challenging, but really from March, April on, you know, we're planning to welcome everybody. We've our full year of events still planned, and that's what we're hoping for. And that's all we can do and plan for the best.
We all have our little favourite things about Christmas. What is a real Cork Christmas for you?
Oh, wow, that's a tough question. For me, it's really, you know, spending it with my family, I suppose, is kind of number one. From the hotel perspective, just seeing all the guests arriving. We have a choir singing on Christmas Eve, the smell of the mulled wine and the big Christmas tree in the night's bar, and just seeing the joy on the kids' faces. And we have Santa Claus makes a visit. It might be a little bit different this year, but he certainly will be making a visit. And I think that's really important for us at Christmas.
Santa's not put off. He's going to be coming anyway, no matter what. Danielle, it's been lovely to see you.
And too.
May I be the first to wish you a very happy Christmas.
Yes, many happy returns. Yeah, that has been the first, so thank you.
Red Business. All that's best about business in Cork.
Norma and Tom Dineen from Borua Farm. You're very welcome. How are you?
Thank you, Jonathan. It's great to be here this morning.
It's lovely to see you. Tell us a little bit about Borua. First of all, by the way, we should tell people that you are married, so therefore you're in a household, which means you don't have to stay 2 metres apart unless you really want to.
Absolutely, yeah.
You seem to be on speaking terms, which is good. Tell us about the farm and what you guys do.
Okay, so we're dairy farmers and farmhouse cheese producers from Ballynoe in East Cork. The farm is called Borua Farm. We have a herd of Mount Bellard and Frisian cows. And it was the Montbellier cows that inspired us to start making cheese on the farm. And they inspired the name of the farm. So they had this beautiful red, rust-coloured hide, so hence the name Borua, which is an approximate translation of
red cow. Yeah, there we have it. Okay, yeah. It's a kind of a Cork red cow. There's
Absolutely.
One in Dublin, but yours tastes better. Let's put it that way. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Tom. How did farming is in your blood?
Yeah, farming is something I've wanted to do since I was, you know, so high. Just always wanted to be a farmer. Took over the farm in 2009 and progressively grew on from there then.
And what does it mean to be making a living from it now? Because the farming is one thing, producing cheese, it's a messy long-term business, isn't it?
Yeah, there's great pride and satisfaction in turning, you know, your raw product of milk into something the consumer can touch and feel and eat and taste, and you can stand over it, and, you know, the satisfaction in that is hard to describe. It's fantastic.
So, it's been a rough year, lads, because I'd imagine that you guys would have been involved a lot in food service as well as you would have been producing for the consumer market. And
yeah.
that food service, it just went pop, didn't it?
Absolutely,
It just went away overnight, Norma.
Coming into March, we were delighted with ourselves. We were only actually retailing with about 6 months at that stage. And as you said, we were dependent on food service. So once the lockdown came, I suppose the revenue, like where were we going to generate it from, was our big thing. So the first weekend of the lockdown, we set up a web shop online at boruafarm.ie, and we came together with other farmhouse cheese producers up and down the country, and we had a very successful campaign to push buying Irish cheese online.
And that's where we're at right now, because we're coming up to Christmas. Everybody loves a good cheese board, let's face it. That's the reason we all look forward to after the Christmas dinner, if we've any space. What does it mean that you're able to sell online right now and you're able to reach the market?
Well, it means for us that we're reaching consumers all over the country now. You know, literally they can go online, place an order, and it'll be out to them either the next day or the day after via courier. And what's fantastic is that we're seeing more and more repeat custom, which is a real endorsement for the product as well. And I suppose as well as starting to retail online, we're very fortunate that Musgraves have given us a listing for all their super values. So people will start to see our produce, our Borua Farm cheddar, on their shelves of their local supermarket now as well in the coming weeks.
The thing about this particular Christmas is people here in Cork want to support Cork businesses. Have you seen a lot of that coming through, guys?
Absolutely, definitely. We're seeing lots of support from local independent stores, people in our locality. You know, instead of maybe traditionally, sending a gift, they're actually seeking out their local food producers and putting hampers together to send to their loved ones that maybe they won't be able to spend as much time with this year. We're seeing brilliant support from people locally.
Cork County Council are encouraging everyone to have a real Cork Christmas. For you guys down in Ballynoe, what does a real Cork Christmas mean?
Yeah, I suppose Cork Christmas means spending time at home with the family, putting up the tree, you know, having that, you know, the Santa Claus coming and all the excitement that's involved in that. That's really...
Yeah, so for our three kids, like, they're already up to high dough. They can't wait. I think it's all about the kids, really, Christmas for us.
Well, we wish you a very Merry Christmas. I know it's a little early for that, but we're going to say it anyway. And next year, look, it's going to be great. You've got probably food service coming back, and now you have your online sales as well, and you've that loyal customer base built up. So it's upwards and onwards, really, isn't it?
Absolutely.
What's the website if people want to have a look?
So they'll find us at boruafarm.ie.
The only show in town for Cork business, Red Business.
Katie Lowen from Oakfire Pizza, how are you?
I'm very well, how are you?
I'm good. Oakfire, people will be familiar with West Cork, and you have a city centre store now as well, but it all started down in Skibbereen, didn't it?
It did, yeah. Well, I suppose it started initially as a pizza trailer going around to different festivals and farmers markets. But the first bricks and mortar, I guess, was Skibbereen. Andrew, my brother, started that back in 2010. So that's kind of where the first pizza business started. Then in 2015, he moved it to Clonakilty and we rebranded as Oakfire Pizza.
And
so
I mean,
it's gone from there.
It's good stuff. I mean, don't get me wrong. It is really, really good pizza. You're big on local suppliers, aren't you?
Massive, yeah. I suppose he spent between 2010 and 2015 really perfecting the pizza dough, what he was doing, the suppliers he was using. He's always had a huge focus on using the most local produce he can find because, I mean, we're in Cork, West Cork. It's the best produce in the world, you know, for things like meats, cheeses, vegetables. So he's always had a real passion for what he's putting on the pizza, what he's serving to customers, and it's given us the quality product that, you know, is, we think is the best in Cork.
Now, this has been a tough year for everybody. Mm. We know that. I mean, even people have been eating pizza like it's going out of style, which is great for you guys, yeah. For the takeaway in particular. I'm guessing the fact that you were able to support those local suppliers meant a lot to them.
It did, yeah. And look, what we always kind of push is, when you're supporting us, you're not just supporting one business, you're supporting all the businesses that we work with throughout Cork and West Cork as well. So it's a whole community that's being supported. And it's been really important to us to send that message out to our customers. We recently started a support local campaign ourselves, where we're teaming up with different local suppliers that we don't necessarily always have on our menu, just to showcase them and work with them and show Cork people what Cork has to offer when it comes to food.
Cork County Council is celebrating a real Cork Christmas this year, and they're encouraging people to, you know, discover the sparkle on their doorstep. Yeah. Some of that sparkle is
what we're trying to do as well.
And it's incredible that there's this great push towards it. How good are people at, you know, not only coming in and buying the pizza, but maybe buying vouchers, looking towards next year and keeping everybody going?
Well, we've been blown away, to be honest, by the support that we've seen, particularly throughout the whole pandemic. You know, it was a scary time back in March. Nobody knew what was going to happen, what regulations were going to come into place. We were lucky that we were set up to start doing takeaway and delivery instantly. And the rush of support we found was amazing from everyone in Clonakilty, Bandon, Cork City. We couldn't have asked for better, to be honest. The support we got in terms of them saying how safe they felt coming to us, them, you know, engaging with us on our social media, buying the vouchers, all of that has really been amazing this year for us.
Have you a Christmas pizza, though? I mean, is there something that you can say is
officially a Christmas
pizza? We are working
on a Cork Christmas pizza, actually, which is going to be available in December.
I'm totally in the queue for that one. For you, I know you live in Baltimore. What's a real Cork Christmas mean down there?
Baltimore is a lovely place to celebrate Christmas. I suppose it's the same as any other small little village in Ireland. You know, there's a real community spirit. Christmas Day, we'd all go down to the pier for the Christmas Day swim. And fingers crossed this year, you know, nothing will change. Everybody will still be able to go down and dip their toe in or go full dive in.
Well, it'll be cold no matter what. That's the only certainty.
Absolutely, the tradition.
No matter what hour of the day it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, may we wish you a very happy Christmas, and we wish that Oakfire Pizza goes from success to success. It's been a crazy year for you guys, but you've supported local and you've done all the great stuff, and you're still creating great pizza. Save me an old slice of that real Cork Christmas pizza, will you?
We will, definitely. We'll have your name on it.
Red Business, Cork's exclusive business podcast.
My next guest has come up with an idea that can allow you to buy the voucher for use when, God willing, things are a little bit calmer. Sandra Murphy of Trigon Hotels, how are you?
Hi there, Jonathan. How are you? I'm good, thank you.
Good to talk to you. Look, it's been crazy, and I know we've spoken with your colleagues in the hotel sector. It's been a very difficult time with the open, close, restrictions. We have to look forward with a little bit more confidence to next year.
Absolutely. Look, I suppose it's been extremely challenging for so many sectors, including retail and hospitality. It's been really, really testing, but we're very much focused on what we can do as opposed to what we can't do at the moment. And I suppose we do know that, look, Christmas is going to be different, Jonathan, this year, but we're passionate really about making it as happy and as joyful as we possibly can for our team and our guests.
So what have you done? You've introduced a gift card idea.
It's very exciting. So it's the first time that we've done it. So Trigon Hotels have launched a gift card, and the gift card can be used in three of our properties. So it's just literally being launched. And really, I suppose, Jonathan, our ethos behind it, it's about gifting an experience to people. So we have it for a variety of things. You can either get it for a monetary value, or you can gift an experience such as afternoon tea or bottomless brunch, or an overnight stay for a family, like a family date night. So it's really exciting. It's a very exciting initiative. I suppose the great thing too, Jonathan, is that vouchers can last for up to 5 years now. You know, they're beautifully presented. And the other thing that we're very happy to deliver to people as well. So we will deliver to people, and we also have a gift card store that we're opening just adjacent to the Metropole Hotel on McCurtain Street. So that's going to be open for the month of December as well. But we will be offering that delivery service to our guests.
I mean, the afternoon teas that you guys have been doing have been really, really popular. I drove past the Met the other day and I saw a crepe station outside. I thought my son was going to jump out of the car. He was that excited when he saw it. So you've been doing lots of different things, but I suppose you are allowing for people to gift that kind of idea, but also look to the future.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose at the moment, what has been like very much the reason we've stayed focused about what we can do is that we really want to remain in contact with our guests that we're used to seeing so frequently. So the afternoon tea at home has been really successful. And Jonathan, that's not going to go anywhere because, of course, as long as we have COVID, we have more vulnerable guests that need to be protected. So we're delighted that our guest relations manager and concierge, John from the Metropole, has been delivering that to families and to people and really making their day, particularly for those that are on their own. So that's going to continue. But, you know, we are very much looking forward to welcoming guests back into our hotel as well. And that's where we're arranging the gifting and experience. So, you know, and there's great offers as well, Jonathan. So, you know, you can get anything from your afternoon tea for two for €50. You know, you can get a sparkling afternoon tea for the Cork International for 50. And you can go right up to booking, for example, a family date night, which I know that I'm actually going to book for my brother. It's an overnight stay in the International with dinner, with bed, with breakfast and a private cinema for the family of four for €159, which is really, really a special gift. And it's just, I suppose, having the longevity in the voucher is really, really handy for people so that if they can't travel right at this moment, they know that they can travel in the future to us.
I mean, the real Christmas gift for me is the thought that I'm going to be able to go to a hotel and I'm going to have dinner and I'm going to have a few pints and it's going to be grand. And we know we'll get there, but it might be a little bit further away. The support that people have been giving the hotels, I mean, the Metropole and the Cork International, the Cork Airport, what's it meant to the staff on the ground, the people who are doing their best to keep the show on the road, Sandra?
It's meant so much, Jonathan, and we really noticed it in the last level, level three, where people couldn't travel outside their county bounds. And the Cork community have been absolutely phenomenal. To be honest with you, the most important thing about our full hotel group is our people. And by our people, I mean our people who are working, our teams that are working so hard within the hotels to keep the show on the road and to remain positive. And it's been testing. It has been challenging because, of course, we have all had periods of layoff, of part-time, of shorter hours. But we are so focused on what we can do, making sure that our teams are upbeat. And they have been. They've been coming up with so many different ideas. You know, the team, for example, so the International are working their take-home dinner at the moment, which the communities in the area have been incredible with supporting. So you can get a family date night, Jonathan, for four for €50. And that's chicken wings to start. You can have burgers or a curry with naan bread from Maine and brownies for dessert for €50. The community have been great in that area. The team in the Metropole, of course, they're doing, there's the outside stand, which is going really well with the boozy hot chocolate. And we have mulled wine and we have crepes. And we're actually going to be extending. We've another exciting project in the area coming up in the next couple of weeks. But also, I suppose, the team have come up with, you know, they're making their own Metropole Irish cream, which is done in limited batches. So the team have been so passionate about really reaching our guests in any way that we possibly can. We've pivoted like never before, but we couldn't have done it, Jonathan, without the support of the community. And, you know, we miss our guests from the likes of Dublin, who always travel to us, from Limerick and Tipperary and Galway. But hopefully we'll see them again soon. But the people of Cork in particular really have come out. And I have to say, Jonathan, as well, we know, I suppose, that, you know, if our OR number continues the way it's going, that really an overnight stay is probably going to be the most popular things for people to do at Christmas. I've already started booking for friends of mine for a night away, as opposed to, you know, obviously it's going to be a 2 hour in a restaurant. And that has to be understood too, Jonathan, that people are going to have to turn tables during this short window of opportunity that is available. So an overnight stay is kind of an ideal way to catch up with friends and catch up with family and really kind of treat yourself. Because I do think as well, we've noticed this kind of compensation culture, but I'm talking about a positive compensation culture whereby people are rewarding themselves for so many opportunities that we've all missed, you know. So it's a case of, do you want to order some Prosecco on arrival. Yes, I do, because I deserve it after we've been through.
Oh my God, Sandra, yeah. I want to order everything if that's physically possible. I'm not sure if you can manage that. How can people find out about this particular Trigon gift card? I know you mentioned there is an outlet on McCurtain Street, but is there an online option too?
Absolutely. So if people want to log on to the Cork International Hotel website, the Metropole Hotel website, both of those will have the individual offerings. So as I say, you can either get a monetary value or you can gift that experience to someone. So it's on the hotel websites at the moment, of course, on our social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We'll have them there as well. So looking forward to meeting people over Christmas now, Jonathan.
Okay, Sandra, we wish you the best of luck, and God willing, we'll all get in next year and have a decent pint together. Sandra Murphy of Trigon Hotels, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode. Thanks to Cork County Council celebrating a real Cork Christmas. And do support local businesses like Castle Martyr, Beau Rua, Oak Fire Pizza and Trigon Hotels this Christmas. Myra Hayes-Goff was the producer, and we will catch you on the next one.
Red Business. All that's best about business in Cork.